This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City area schools are serving more students of color, especially Latinos. But even though Latinos are the fastest growing subgroup in most school districts, they're underrepresented on nearly every school board in the metro. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains why representation matters when it comes to making decisions about schools and students.
When Irene Caudillo ran for the Kansas City, Kansas School Board in 2015, she didn't win. But when a board member resigned a month after the election, Caudillo ended up on the board anyway. The executive director of a Latino community services organization, Caudillo was someone many families in the district felt they could approach.
Latino families, particularly because of the language and culture, it also was comforting for them because of my role with El Centro.
Caudillo loved serving her community on the school board, so in 2017, she campaigned to keep her seat. She knew she would need a broad coalition of support to win.
As I went knocking on doors, many that I met saw this as a African-American seat because the previous person who had it was an African-American.
Caudillo ended up coming in fourth in an at-large election for three seats. To date, no Latino has ever run for school board and won in Kansas City, Kansas, even though the district has been majority Hispanic for several years. That's the trend line everywhere. A third of school-age kids in the metro are non-white. But that demographic shift hasn't reached school boards. KCUR collected demographic information for 16 school boards. Of those 112 board members, 87 identified as white, 22 as black, 2 as biracial, but only 1 identified as Latino. Manny Abarca won his seat on the Kansas City Public Schools Board in April.
Sadly, I think one of the cultural aspects of our community is that we're not going to ask for more than what we're given. I don't think you're going to see a growing mass yet of Latinos who are out taking to the streets and saying, we demand representation.
But electing representative school boards is always a challenge when demographic shifts occur. In Metro Kansas City, non-whites make up 28% of the metro's population, but 37% of the population younger than 20. Older white voters are more likely to vote for candidates who look like them, not necessarily the students.
Now, that's not to say that an all-white school board full of folks who come from, you know, higher income homes and stable environments can't go be effective school board members.
That's Nate Hogan, a KCPS board member who is black.
But I do think that it would be a lot more difficult for them to have a perspective that aligns with the kids' perspective without some significant amount of coaching and training and professional development to help them really truly understand where these kids are coming from.
Hogan went to 8 different schools growing up, so he can really relate to the 40% of KCPS students who switch schools every year. But absent that experience, equity and inclusion training can help. Not all school districts are ready to embrace it, though. The all-white Lee Summit School Board made national headlines this spring when it clashed with the district's first black superintendent over diversity training. Reverend Darren Edwards, a black minister whose wife teaches in Lee Summit, says going forward, what the district needs to do is invite communities of color to participate.
You have to intentionally say, hey, we see the discrepancies, we see the problems that we have, we see the glaring misfortunes that are being caused, and perhaps it's because we don't have representation in places of power.
Shannon Wickliffe was asked to serve on the bond task force to build Olathe West High School about 6 years ago. He enjoyed the experience so much he decided to run for school board. He's now the board president. Wickliffe, who is biracial, agrees that promising candidates of color probably need a nudge. But he also cautions against putting anyone in a box because of their race or ethnicity.
I've gotten really good at other. When there is an other category, I love when they add more than one, circle all that apply. It seems like a silly thing, but that's a thing. I mean, I'm looking at this sheet of paper and none of these would be accurate.
And with more students living that experience, Wickliffe hopes school districts will embrace them and the demographic changes ahead. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.